This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome back again to Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Again, no Lori Baranski. Apparently, she gets the entire holiday season off, so she's got a pretty good gig working here. But the PFW boys are here. It's Friday, December 28th, and it's a travel day as we will be boarding the bus and the plane to get down to New York for the Saturday night season finale against the New York Giants that, as everyone now knows, will be broadcast on virtually every TV channel. As Bill Belichick said, it's sort of like the State of the Union. You just click through and pick one that you want to watch.
I think C-SPAN just picked it up.
That's interesting. Home and Garden will probably be next. Yep. You know, there is grass. Well, it's fake grass on the field, but there's some green stuff that they play on. But this roster report, we have some moves to get to, and they're minor bottom-of-the-roster issues, as we've dealt with over the last couple weeks. First of all, dating back to last week when we had the open roster report, we speculated maybe they would bring somebody up from the practice squad to earn a game check, and that guy was one. Bubba Ray Ventrone earning a game check against the Miami Dolphins. So he's now actually still on the roster, retaining that roster report, and feeling so good about himself. He's joking around with the PFW guys in the locker room. As a herd of media ran down to get Tom Brady, he said, what, are they giving out $100 bills down there? And if that was the case, I'm sure he'd be running down to get his $100 bill, because let's be honest, he doesn't make a ton of coin.
He's probably pretty safe now, though.
Yeah,
right?
He's a couple back-to-back game checks. This is nice for him.
They have a roster spot open, so if they wanted to get rid of him.
Life's good for Bubba Ventrone these days.
When they talk about the greatest team of all time, Ray Ventrone will be mentioned.
Well, maybe they'll say, you know, when they're talking about the team, they'll go from Tom Brady right on down to Ray Ventrone, because you got to start at the top and end at the bottom, so maybe he'll get some mention. One guy who won't get mentioned, Troy, is Chad Brown. Oh, sorry, the wrong Brown. An error that was made on a Boston radio station yesterday where they announced that Troy Brown was released. That is not true. Rumors of Troy Brown's release, exaggerated.
Grossly,
he's still on the team.
Exaggerated.
He's coming off his first game time. But Chad Brown, as of right now, is no longer with the New England Patriots. Obviously, the veteran linebacker has been here for a little while as an injury fill-in once Roosevelt Colvin went down. Hasn't really played. Paul, talk about the move.
I don't have a whole lot to add on the Chad Brown release. He was a guy they brought in, I think, for insurance. And I think that they feel probably that the way they've monitored the snaps for Seau and Bruschi has worked since Colvin went out. And I don't really feel they need don't feel the need to keep him around. He doesn't really do a lot of special team stuff. Get Pierre Woods and Eric Alexander that can handle the special team stuff in the backup roles. I don't really think there's much need for him.
And as Bill Parcells would say, no disrespect to Chad Brown, but if they need him for insurance, he'll still be around.
Right.
They can pick him up in a week, 2 weeks,
whatever. If someone gets nicked up in the playoffs, you can bring him back.
Right. And he knows the system. He'll slide right in if they get an emergency situation there. But, you know, the issue we talked about when Colvin went down with the fact that you no longer had the rotation, Thomas on the outside, the two old veterans on the inside, they've made it through so far. Looks like they're going to finish the season healthy. They'll get a little week there to recover. And that it's worked out as well as you could hope, I guess.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been kind of surprised about, and their Seau and Bruschi's snaps haven't really increased all that much, which I think is a testament to Belichick and Dean Pease and their ability to continue to monitor that. I think we all had a fear that those guys would have to play on an every down basis, but that really hasn't been the case. They've been able to continue to use them in sub packages and kind of rotate them a little bit. And Seau in particular, I think, has just been a marvel. The way he's obviously going to play all 16 games for the first time in a long time, I think, since 03.
01, I think.
Is it 01?
I think so.
So it's been a while since he's been able to do that. And it really has shown no signs of slowing down.
He's not just out there. I mean, I wouldn't say he's a dramatic playmaker on this defense, but he's got a couple picks. He's got a couple sacks. He's got a bunch of tackles. He's been around the football every much as bit as, you know, say a Teddy Bruschi or some of the other guys. So, you know, we could still see an injury, but as of right now, it's worked. Right, Tom? You distracted by that Cowboys game that's on in the background?
Tom's not participating because there's a Cowboys game on
the background.
I don't
have much to say. I mean,
there really isn't that much to say on Chad Brown.
The only thing I could think of was if I was another team in there that's in the playoffs, maybe I'd pick him up.
That way, just so the Patriots can't?
So if the Patriots had an injury, the guy that we know they're going to go to. I mean, I don't know if that's how people work, but
if the Jets were in the playoffs, they'd probably do that.
I was wondering if the Jets would do it anyway, just to do it. That way, if they get an injury in the playoffs.
That's true, because if the Jets picked him up, he would be under contract with the Jets. He would not be a free agent anymore, even though their season would end. So he would not be available. So maybe you should get on the horn to Eric Mangini and say, you want to tweak Bill a little bit? Sign Chad Brown. Take away his insurance policy. One last thing before
I think that one's just signing Chad Brown's just so obvious. I don't even think the Jets would go there.
We'll go over the injury report real quick before we wrap up this roster report podcast. And as I said, get on the bus for your New York. Did not practice on Thursday. Kyle Brady, Kyle Echol, Nick Kazier. Nick Kazier, obviously the interesting one, a foot injury sort of came out of nowhere here. Paul, talk about it.
Don't know anything about the injury, obviously, because no one else knows anything about the injury. I like how Andy likes to set me up. But
I give you the easy ones.
But I think that's a significant one if he is banged up because, you know, while we might joke around and say that he might be the
worst
starter. The weak starter or the weak link on the offensive line, he's obviously better than the backups. And as we talked about before we started this, Andy, Ryan O'Callaghan is the top backup. He's also been one of your extra tight ends with Benjamin Watson and Kyle Brady banged up and out of the lineup. So you're wondering who's going to fill all these roles now if for whatever reason Kyle Brady is not, he's still on the injury report. If he can't go, someone's got to play tackle. Someone's got to play tight end. Wesley Britt's been doing a little of that.
Someone also has to play guard. And Billy Yates and Stephen Neal stay on the injury report, limited in practice.
Right.
O'Callaghan had taken some reps at guard as an emergency backup there because with Hochstein starting and Yates on the injury report, Neal, you don't have a lot of flexibility there at guard. So
that's why my guess is the roster spot gets filled by an offensive lineman.
Dan Conley off the practice squad, he's a PFW favorite.
Could be.
Tom has really grown to love him the last couple weeks when he figured out who Dan Conley was, the guy with a beard sitting in front of a locker.
Or Wednesday when he figured out who he was.
Closing out the limited participation guys, Willie Anders, elbow, Tom Brady, right shoulder, I hope he can go, Rodney Harrison, thigh, Benjamin Watson, ankle, Stephen Neal, shoulder, and as I said, Billy Yates with a foot. You know, it seems like a lot of names on the injury report. I don't think any of them are of the major variety. You know, the tight ends, I think, will be healthy comes postseason, whether they're healthy this week or not. Those guys will be back. I think a lot of these are sort of wear and tear injuries, and, you know, I wouldn't buy too much into them in terms of divisional weekend and who's going to be available.
I agree.
So that's going to wrap up another exciting Patriots.com roster report. Chad Brown is out. Ray Ventrone holding strong to his 52nd spot on the depth chart here in New England. And the Patriots head into the season finale in New York, looking to go 16-0, create history. And everyone in the free world will be able to watch it because it's on just about every network except Fox, because apparently the NFL doesn't like Fox. From Gillette Stadium.
Lifetime has just picked it up.
Oh, really? They're coming in strong. Lifetime. All the networks it's going to be on. But from Gillette Stadium, Paul Perillo, Tom Casale, Andy Hart signing off and saying, see you in the postseason.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.